This is Femi Kuti, and you are listening to NYC Radio Live.
All right, you're listening to NYC Radio Live. I am in the studio, if you can call it a studio, with Jay Gandhi. And a week or two back, I was checking out a show on September 11th, Salim and Suleiman, who are kind of a Bollywood songwriting team, and they brought these incredible Rajasthani folk singers to perform with them, and they sang a little bit, and then it was really more, it wasn't a very long feature, and I thought it would be amazing to take advantage of the fact that these real Rajasthani folk musicians were in New York and let them have a proper session at WKCR. So I didn't know much about this music, and I still don't. But Jay Gandhi, who's a great classical bansuri player, kind of hit it off with them. And maybe you could just tell us a tiny bit. I mean, I understand that we had two singers, Sitar Khan Langa, right? And
yeah.
Is that right?
Sitar Khan Langa and Roje Khan Manganiar.
Right. And those are... There's like two major Rajasthani families, and they are both from there?
Yeah, so, Rajasthan is a state in northwestern India, and it has a very rich diversity of different kinds of folk arts and folk music. So there are many different groups of people in different parts of Rajasthan that sing different kinds of folk music, and two of the most prominent, at least... In recent times, they've gained a lot of prominence. Are the Manganiars and Langas. These are two different castes of musician families. I would say castes, not families, but So they have a very deep folk tradition, and I would say that it almost overlaps with classical. Indian classical music, North Indian classical music in a lot of ways. So,
How so?
Well, these castes, their music is based on rags in a way. They have many of their own ragas that they sing, and also some shared ragas with Hindustani music, like for example, Bhairavi and Rag Desh. But at the same time, they have a lot of their own rich, their own ragas that they perform, and many songs that are sung in these different ragas for different occasions. They usually sing for their patrons, so they would sing for like all the different occasions of life, like weddings and death ceremonies and birth ceremonies and everything. And then they have a lot of songs about every single topic, but their music is characterized by a lot of soul and feeling, and it's a big inspiration for me every time I meet any one of them and get to listen to their music. Many years ago, about 12 years ago, I spent about a month living with them in the desert, and in various villages, and in Jaisalmer, and it was a very inspiring time for me.
Yeah, and I'm excited to get to the music, but I also just noticed that in terms of the quality of their voices, just the tone quality, some of it reminded me kind of Qawwali singing. And also just that the level of passion and intensity with which they start, it's that seemed a little distinct from the more like refined exposition of a raga that you might find in classical music. Would you agree with any of those perceptions? Or
I would say in a way, yes. The their voice quality is definitely very passionate, and in that way, it's similar to Qawwali music. In fact, they also listen to a lot of Qawwali music and are influenced by it and sing Qawwali also. They know, they can pick up any song, you'll play it for them once and they can pick it up. And so they listen to all kinds of music and they're influenced by it. Their music, it does start with, often it starts with something similar to an alap, as in classical music, but it's usually much shorter and it's more ecstatic, I would say, more in the higher octaves. So that's a little, they start off with this little introduction, and then they start the song. So in that way, it's similar. It's melodically, there are a lot of similarities in terms of the rags that they sing, and you know, depth-wise, for sure. They're amazing, deep musical culture. And we're very lucky to have them coming and performing for us.
All right. Yeah, so I'm really excited to share this with you. Thanks, Jay, for giving us a little introduction. I mean, this is a really lucky and rare opportunity we had to have some real, genuine Rajasthani folk musicians. These guys are something like 15th generation musicians. And to get them to just play whatever they wanted in the studio, we just went for it. So here he goes. Any last things you want to say, Jay?
I just wanted to add one thing, that they're it's said that they are actually the first gypsies. So the gypsies are across Europe are said to have originated in India, and they migrated out of Rajasthan through Eastern Europe and into Western Europe. And there's an amazing documentary called Lacho Drum that you can see, that actually starts off with some of their music, Manganyars and Langas, and then it moves on to through Europe and, you know, documents the music of all the different gypsy cultures. So just wanted to add that for a second.
All right. So let's check out the music. Their translator, Bach Khan, we spoke a little bit. I hope to add that to the end of this podcast. He runs a school of music in Rajasthan, so you now have friends in Rajasthan if you are so inspired to travel there. All right, let's check out the music. Thanks, Jay. Oh, I forget myself. We're sponsored today by the Ribbon Museum, who bring us this piece of wisdom from John Coltrane. You could play a shoestring. If you're sincere, you can play a shoestring if you're sincere. John Coltrane and the Ribbon Museum's fall series, The Wisdom Matrix, is underway. Check it out. All right, here's the music.
Bye. I'm गिलो रस भरो भरो प्यारो
Yeah!
तेरे इश्क़ न जाया, तेरे इश्क़ न जाया, तेरे इश्क़ न